USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 300 different U.S. government organizations, including city, county, and town governments, as well as schools, have purchased cameras and surveillance systems from two blacklisted Chinese tech companies since August of 2019. That's according to government contract data. The two companies, Hikvision and Dahua Technologies, recent business deals with U.S. local governments were reviewed by research firm IPVM. The companies are banned because of cybersecurity and human rights concerns associated with the two tech companies, as outlined in the National Defense Authorization Act of 2019. Another attorney general is joining the big tech antitrust lawsuit parade. Washington, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine is suing Amazon for engaging in anti-competitive acts that he says raised prices and stifled innovation. The complaint accuses Amazon of abusing its market position by requiring that third-party sellers offer their products for the same price that they sell them elsewhere. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Republican opposition to a commission to investigate the Capitol riot in January is a hindrance for Democrats to pressure Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, to change his opposition for the filibuster rule. A Senate vote on the commission expected Thursday was pushed back to Friday. Manchin is unhappy that Republicans aren't supporting the commission, and some Democrats had hoped the issue will cause him to no longer oppose the filibuster rule. President Biden has promised that his push for renewable energy will create more manufacturing jobs for Americans. The Vineyard Wind Project off the coast of Massachusetts is expected to produce enough electricity to power 400,000 homes in New England by 2023. The wind farm is a joint venture between Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners and Avangrid Incorporated, which is a part of Iberdrola Group. According to the manufacturing director, Jonathan Cole, smaller components will be manufactured in the United States, but the bigger parts will be built outside of the United States of America. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
During the Trump administration, the United States cut funding for the World Health Organization for its incompetence.
The WHO, that's the World Health Organization, they seem to be very China-centric. They should have known, and they probably did know, so we'll be looking into that very carefully.
President Biden rejoined the WHO early in his term. Now Facebook is doing an about-face on some of its political policies. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Facebook announced that posts pushing the hypothesis that COVID-19 is man-made will no longer be banned on the platform. The social media company in February stating in a blog post that they would take down posts that contained what they called false information about COVID-19. Facebook adding that they would remove accounts, pages, and groups that share those claims repeatedly. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to press for an independent investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, one of the senators looking for an independent investigation, tells Fox News that WHO should not be involved in any independent investigation.
The World Health Organization is not capable of undertaking this investigation because, frankly, the Chinese won't allow it. I think it's quite possible, let me tell you, that the Chinese government, the Communist Party, itself doesn't exactly know what happened because they don't have a system where if you run the Wuhan lab and you somehow had an accident and this caused a problem, you're going to self-report it. People like that get fired, they disappear.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.